God bless you, brother and sister. This is your brother Iggy with a Spark of Hope Daily Devotional. Today, I want to talk to you about following the footsteps of suffering. For that, let's read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Wow, how beautiful and powerful is his word. Christ's innocent suffering sets the pattern for you and for me, enduring hardships with grace, no retaliation. This humbles our selfish defense, calling us to patient enduring like his. Brother and sister, Jesus himself put himself as an example for you to overcome any situation, but with love and grace. He suffered. He went through a hardship that cost him dead, but not any simple dead, but a cross, meaning that he became himself cursed for you and for me to be righteous. Wow, how beautiful and powerful is this, that my Lord Jesus did something so powerful for you and for me. I would love to share with you, brother and sister, three steps that can really, really help you to see this into practical performance in your life. Number one, when faced with criticism today, respond with kindness instead of defenses, calling Jesus silent before curses. Himself was the example in this particular way. Jesus is our best example when we are facing criticisms. Two, volunteer for a task that involves discomfort, helping in a challenging ministry, viewing it as a stepping into Christ's path. Brother and sister, it's so important that you and I definitely work to imitate Christ in all the way. And if definitely we volunteer to work in any type of ministry that perhaps cause a little bit discomfort, you know what? That definitely is helping you as a stepping into Christ's path. Definitely. Three, meditate on a past hurt. Pray for the person involved, asking God to transform your resentment into Christ-like forgiveness. Wow! If you and I definitely practice this, brother and sister, we're gonna be looking more like Christ than ourselves. Because when I allowed God to transform my heart and to take off all my resentment into Christ-like forgiveness, that is a big, big step that I'm doing to put Christ first. God bless you and have an amazing day.